I guess what I'd like to say is about, or there's two things I'd like to reflect upon in this context. One is about how this issue links to human rights. Obviously, the Human Rights and Equal Opportunities Commission's, one of its briefs, is to report in Australia on compliance with fundamental international human rights standards. One of the aspects of those human rights standards is the capacity to participate on an equal basis in society. The International Human Rights Declaration, which was came into force shortly after World War II, talks about fundamental human dignity. And we should never forget that the purpose of human rights, in my view, is about ensuring that all people have that human dignity. Who we love, who we fall into relationships and love with and have strong bonds and affection with, are fundamental to the very identity that we are as human beings. And I think, therefore, that if we're going to talk about the pursuit of happiness for each individual, then we must start from the basis of accepting everyone's identity, however that is formed. And if we are to accept a person's identity, we must accept the relationships and love that they have with other people. Our current laws in Australia inadequately do this. Federally, they hardly do it at all, and here in South Australia, as we know, we're still battling to get that recognition. Why does the law recognise relationships? It recognises relationships because society and our legislatures are saying these relationships are worth caring for and caring about. The fact that our law does not recognise same-sex couples in South Australia or federally in any comprehensive fashion is a signal that our parliaments, our politicians, the people who claim to be governing on behalf of all of us, in fact don't care enough about the benefits and the personal wealth that comes from being in a loving, caring relationship. So I think that it's important to realise that human rights is about securing the pursuit of personal happiness, and that must mean that the identity and the relationships we form are fundamental to that. But we can't change that, but it's part of our very being, and it should be accepted and respected. And if it isn't, then we are not complying with what human rights is all about. I should just say, one of the issues that has been put in that context, I've heard this argument many times, is that we do have equal rights. All of us in this room who are in same-sex relationships, we've got an equal right. We can go and get married. It's just that we have to change the sex of who we're marrying. But what kind of a choice is that? We're told it's our choice, but what kind of a choice is it to sacrifice the love and the relationship and the person who you have a bond with beyond all measure, to sacrifice that in order to exercise some legal right? That's not a choice. That's a compulsion. That's a denial of our identity, and it's a denial of respect to us. So I think that argument, which is put by various groups who've opposed the legislative change to recognise same-sex couples, I think that argument is a furphy. And I can't stress enough how I think that is a denial of the opportunity to pursue your own happiness as a person in the way that you see, in the way that gives you the most personal satisfaction in life.